Jewel Cave is now 180 miles long. Cavers took on a four-day exploration trip during the second week of November into the deepest reaches of what is the world's third longest cave. Explorers pushed the mapped passageways past the 180-mile marker, with many more open passageways remaining. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Charles Michael Ray reports the cavers also found more water.
The exploration team found a second Jewel Cave lake about 100 feet away from the previous find earlier this year. National Park officials say this new passageway full of water confirms that Jewel intersects the Madison Aquifer. It's the largest underground body of water in western South Dakota. Mike Wiles is the chief of resource management at Jewel Cave.
So this is a direct window into the Madison. It will allow us to more accurately say where the water in the Madison goes. It may give us an indication later on how far the cave, at least the air-filled part of the cave, could extend, because as it goes farther to the south, eventually the whole limestone is going to dip below the water table. There will be more cave down there, but nothing that we could ever consider exploring.
The intersection with the Madison Aquifer also opens a door for new research on the microbial life in the cold and dark cave lakes. Researchers are planning to sample the water to study the rare bacteria that live there. Cave explorers have plenty of work left, too. Wiles says over the last year, exploration teams mapped a record 7 miles of new cave, and that includes some 300 new unexplored passageways that have not yet been checked. Wiles says it's even possible Jewel could pass the 200-mile marker in the coming 3 to 4 years. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.